to 12, to have a chaburah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And the emphasis will be on the Eglin Tal, and on throw in each time a few tshuvas, Hilchos Shabbos from the Igros Moshe. I think both are available in Bar Ilan or in Hebrew books. Yeah, though I know use it, but you kids know how to do that. Computer knowledge was reserved only up to age 8. Okay, I want to start the Gemara, just to start the Gemara, and then switch back to the Teferis Yisrael, to this Kalkel Shabbos, without which you'd have to go through maybe 30, 40 dapim before you got all the klolim that we're going to be using right away. Yes. Yeah, we have a critical shaila. The topic is, how can you remain so ignorant for so long? Okay, what's the shaila?
No, so I heard someone quote Rav Moshe as saying that any shaver, electric shaver you have, is mutter to use once it's electric, which I just wanted to double check if that was accurate.
Add to that, that his son Rav David is quoted as saying that there's one shaver that's kosher, right? One that you can't find anyplace. How do you start a tshuva? By defining your terms. The halacha says, giluach, I don't have the yirdei here, but I'm quoting it almost verbatim, giluach betar also b'misparai muto. Not poto, muto. That's the whole halacha. Nothing else is said about it. All you need to do now is tell me what's the difference between tar and misparai. You know what aluminum sheeting looks like? Not aluminum used for food wrapping, but aluminum. Eighth of an inch thick. Can you cut it with a knife? Can you visualize it? No.
You not can't. Really. From scissors, maybe.
Can you cut it with the shears?
Yeah.
That's how they do it. The aluminum that's used, the aluminum coating on your homes. Aluminum shingles, aluminum siding, as they call it. The fellow stands there with a shears and cuts it. Can't cut it with a knife. You check the shears, open them up, and cut paper with it. Not well. And the knife cuts well. So why can't you have a kavachomer? Right? Madach shears, right? Which can cut aluminum and can't cut paper, right? A knife that can cut paper can certainly cut aluminum. It's a simple cut machoma. The trouble is, it doesn't work.
It's a different mechanism.
Huh?
It's a different mechanism.
Oh, it doesn't. Now you have to know what the mechanism is. Okay. A shears breaks. A knife cuts. What a shears really does is, they have two parts. One part holds this one. The other part bends this part over and breaks it. You visualize that? That's the whole story. Now it comes to shaving. It said, a sakin, tar, a razor, a knife is also. You can't cut your hair with a knife, a razor. Not a requirement. It should be what? Sheyesh bo hashchosa, meaning clean shaving. I can do it with a knife and cut my beard, use a knife cut, no problem. How does an electric shaver work? The hair gets caught in the guard, so-called, and a knife comes by and cuts it. Take out that knife. That's what my shvel always did when he said, all razor kosher. He would take out the knife, they brought him a razor, take out the blade, and run it along the back of his hand. Can it cut? It can't cut, that is kosher. If it can cut, there's a shaitler. You with me?
Sorry,
hold it.
No, I'm not. Sorry. So that means based on how sharp the knife is, defines. So it's not really
right.
Just the knife.
Easy. That's doesn't follow. What the safe I made is that if it doesn't cut, it's kosher. If it does cut, then there's a shaitler. Shaitler, did it cut your hair or did it break your hair? Did it cut before the guard held it and broke it against the little holes in the guard? Therefore, the lift and cut of Norelco isn't kosher. If you believe what they say, and you have no brayer to believe what it is, we have to do what they say. What they say is, it's lift and cut. What's lift and cut? What they say is, there's a little blade in there which holds the hair upright, and then the spinning blade cuts it before it hits the guard. But that's a cutting action, not a breaking action, if it's also. That's how you have to understand halacha.
Shouldn't the space be like the fundamental issue over here? As we said, if you cut it with a knife, your beard from an inch away.
Okay, sorry, what?
Shouldn't the space be the fundamental issue? If you cut your knife, if you cut your beard with a knife from an inch away, definitely winter.
If what?
Shouldn't the guard be enough of a space for not to be hashchasa?
No, because hashchasa is cut so close, she'enu koflo al iko. You can't fold the hair down back to its root. That's the halacha in shiurim already. That's the shiur of hashchasa, right? So theoretically, if you can set your shaver and leave enough hair so you can fold each hair, double it up, then it makes no difference. And that's not called giluach. It's not called giluach.
So even using the beard trimmer against the skin is also, so the beard trimmer against the skin is going to be no better.
It depends how big a beard and how much a trim.
Right. Without the guard, just the beard.
That's all shiurim, right? That's the shiurim. And shiurim, with rare exception, all halacha l'moshe we seen that. Okay, people clear?
No, sorry, just to clarify, so come through up. So in terms of the shiurim, even if you use a shaver, which is the breaking action, not the cutting action, if the shear is too small, too short,
kosher.
It's still kosher.
Kosher.
So then just to clarify, the shear is only relevant
is,
in regards
it says,
to...
It says, yeah, if you have Lashon Ramah, don't have any sfarim here, you need the last chelik. The second chelik is Niradeya. If you remember, you look it up yourself, as Hilchos Kelulos, it's only one simon. You'll miss it if you turn the pages quickly. Okay? In Hilchos Kelulos, right, it says, therefore, if I go ahead and I take a scissors and make a scissors out of two razor blades, right? And it's made so that it functions as a scissors, not as a razor. Yeah, it's very sharp. He says, therefore, misparayim ke'en ta, that's the Lashon Ramah, And the Shabbat King Town is also Mutter.
Oh, wow. So then where is the when is the shiur relevant then? That's what I'm not clear on.
That's the what?
When's the shiur of being able to bend the hair back relevant?
If you're using a razor.
If you're using a razor, good stuff, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good, good stuff.
Okay, that's a simple husband. So my question is, how come you people have been shaving all these years without ever asking?
Which shavers use the brick action?
Why? I tell you why. So I used to say in the old days, because if you really analyze it that way, each time you took a shave and you want to do a mitzvah Hashem, mitzvah Hashem is not doing an iso is also a mitzvah Hashem. Gets chal for that. Trouble is, then you couldn't shave in the bathroom. You have to shave in shul. Okay. The Egri Tal has in his Akdoma a response to of criticism that was leveled against him, and he said that studying Torah is a source of joy. Because if it's a source of joy, then it's like Almanas the Kabel Pras. Then it's not Torah Lishmo. And he defends that the Ika learning is to learn in such a way that you have joy from it. It's in the beginning of Egri Tal, the Nagdoma. The truth is, that's a lot of fun. If you stop and try to analyze things that you understand, most likely a little better than in many areas that a previous generation understood. Like this chilik of what forces hold molecules together. So there's a chilik between cutting and breaking. You see, in glass, you can't cut glass. It's one of the hardest substances known. You need a diamond to cut glass, right? Or carbide or something, right? Yet it breaks. Why? Stop and ask those questions. And the world begins to make sense a little bit. Okay. Let's get a little bit in the Gemara, and then we show why we have to move into the Kalkela Shabbos. Gemara asks, Minyana Lamali. The English translation, I can also count. Why do you have to tell me? The Mishnah starts off, Obos Melochos Aboam Chosar Achas. You list them. Rabbi Yochanan, it's a dramatic statement. You can behave in such a way on Shabbos as to require you to bring a whole flock of animals to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to bring 39 kobolos. Minyan alomali, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Oson Kulom Behelam Achad. On one Shabbos, he didn't know it was Shabbos. It's always good to have a practical example. Which idiot are you talking about? He doesn't know what Shabbos is. He's a shote, he's potter from all the mitzvahs. Not so pashut. He's a captured little boy by Goyim and grew up among the Goyim. And he finally discovered and he is released from their control. He's chayav achatos for every aveir he did b'shogeg when he became a godel. Even the case of gershin is gayer bein akum. and doesn't know anything, which opens up the whole tumul of galus today. How can you have a gel shes gaya bein akum who doesn't know anything, he becomes a Jew? How is that possible? Well, that's for 40 years, the galus section. Or how about a fellow who went to Tokyo, like I did in the cancer conferences in 1967, I went to deliver a paper there, and you cross the dateline, and you don't know when it's Shabbos. So, I remember before I left, I called the Mir Rosh, now then the Mir Rosh Hashiva of Shulevitz, and asked him, what did they do when they were in Shanghai? What did they do when they were in Kobe, Japan? How did they conduct themselves? That would tell me how you determine whether Shabbos is Shabbos or Shabbos is Sunday. The answer I got was, some observe Shabbos, some observe Shabbos Sunday, and some observe both days. And we observe both days, and Kodesh Baruch Hu knew what he was doing by giving only one Shabbos. Two Shabbosim are very difficult. Put on tefillin, blah blah blah, make Kiddush, make Abdullah, 2 days later, okay, Hazareya v'Choresh. Okay, Mark, what do you have on your machine there? You have all kind of good stuff too. You have,
yeah,
you can get it. You can hook into the the Bar Ilan.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You show me how one these days. I want to learn how to. Michdi, Hazareya v'Choresh. You plant and then you plow the field. Don't you plow the field and then plant? Remember, Rabbi Yehuda, Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nossi wrote the Mishnah. And poor fellow made himself a reputation that every word he says is Torah Sashem. Therefore, they attack him for grammar, for redundancy. He left out a word, he put in a word. It's not a posuk in the Torah. What did he set up with it for? Answer is, that's the reputation of the Mishnah. He made the Mishnah zach v'noki. Filtered out everything. He didn't write the Mishnah samazoi. This was a consensus, especially you have a stamas nisan, that's consensus. Consensus. He's held this big kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Why did you list Choresh right after Zoreya? Listen, Choresh, you hold the list of Zoreya. My answer is Tono, but Oretz Beres Yisrael. He's talking about the custom in Eretz Yisrael, how agriculture in Eretz Yisrael is done. Dizari Beresha Vahoda Kalvi. They first seed and then they cover the seed with the plow. So Rashi explains, Beretz Yisrael, Koshehi, the land is tough. The land is hard. Ve'yochol lachasos below Charisha. Bashminan dohoname Charishahi. That you know this is also called Charisha. What does Rashi mean? I should say. If Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was careful, every word he used, Rashi was even more careful. What's the purpose of Harisha? If the purpose of Harisha is to soften the earth so that you can seed, then if you seed and then soften the earth, maybe just part of Zriya. It's not a unique, it is not an independent malocha. That's how you seed the ground. Even though you do it after you seed the ground. Otherwise, the other way would be more rational. I want to get two malachas out of it. So first, I have a malacha called Harisha, which is to go ahead and plow a ground to make it soft so it can receive the seed. Right? Then I go ahead and I seed it. If I seed it, and the seeding is nothing, then when I cover the ground, it's only what? The act of seeding. Some parts of the world I can seed this way. Some parts of the world I have to put the seed down and seed this way. Which poses a nice shaila. What if you seed the ground and this fellow comes right after you and picks up the seed? Big machokas, you see, you pick it up in the Egway Tower. Whether kemunach bekupse dummy, you look at the seed, it's like lying in the in its container yet. You scatter it over the ground, but it's nothing's happened. Until you cover it, it's not going to grow. Therefore, I've done nothing. It's still lying in the. What we learned so far, the first line we learned taught you something which we'll pick up now, that if you're dealing with Ovos Malocha, even though there was only one Shikha, there was one error, one Shogeg, the Shogeg was he didn't know it was Shabbos, then you chayev a chatos for each and every Av Malocha, but not for the Toloda of that Av Malocha. We'll soon talk about Av and Toloda. So if you have a structure of Av and Toloda, and you did both on a Shabbos, you only get one Chatos. Two Ovos, two Chatos. Therefore, 39, that you know, because they're all called Ovos, therefore, Yechayev Chatos Kolachas V'Achas. Okay? That's why it's important now, tell me, what is this Choresh? Is it a Toloda of Zoreya? I'm Zoreya, and without its help, I guess I'll treat it Choresh as a Toloda of Zoreya. Yeah, it's a Malocha, so what? But by doing both together, Behel Machas, Abichai, only one Chatas. That's how I have to analyze this Gemara. Yeah, it took
you. And I was going to say that this Rashi is very difficult because in the other cases, like pruning, the next case of the Gemara, it seems like the Malocha is when you accomplish a certain thing, not the action, meaning. Sure, you're doing an action of plowing, but what you're doing is not related to plowing. It's
okay.
Related to planting, and it seems like it's not about the action; it's about what you accomplish. Like pruning is planting, even though pruning can't plant.
Because of your question, Professor Saul wrote this Kalkelis Shabbos. Okay, we'll come to it in a minute. What you were saying is, you have to analyze it: the action and the intent, or the accomplishment from the action. The two separate considerations we'll see in a minute. The second thing here in the Gemara also directs itself to what you just asked of me. Tono Hazarea Vazomer seeding, Zomer pruning, Notea planting, Mavrich grafting, Mavrich, and I have no good word for it, I'll explain to you what it is in a minute. Mavrich, right? Markib grafting, Kulam Locha Hasein. But they're different things. In grafting, I take a twig from one tree and put it into a, what's called the scion, right, and put it into another tree. I have a first generation and a second generation. Sukkot is coming. You got to worry about an eslig that's murkov. What's an eslig murkov? I take an eslig tree and I cut its branches and stick the branches into the base of a lemon tree. It improves the quality of the esrogim. And here you have to ask yourself a little bit from the knowledge of biology. Genetically, what is growing on that esrog branch? An esrog or a lemon?
Genetically or
halachically? Huh? What? What is it genetically?
A lemon?
An esrog lemon.
Huh? An
esrog.
It's not an esrog.
Did you graft a lemon branch onto an esrog tree?
And we have an esrog branch onto a lemon tree.
Genetically it's going to be an esrog because that's where the punctuation
is. A little bit of biology you learned already. You want to go to medical school?
Yeah.
Watch the bid for the patients.
Oh. If I graft a limb of an esrog tree onto a patient, then I need to know it's going to grow on the patient.
Genes are going to change?
The genes aren't going to change. I'm just trying to remember.
By sticking it into a lemon tree?
No. It's
going
to be an esrog tree.
What then? Nutritionally,
it's going to get
there's it. Some advantage, they think. Right?
Yeah.
So if you are left, it should be an esrog. It's also. Why it's also they did not know any. The Mendel hadn't yet taught the biology. You had to wait for Mendelian genetics before you understood that.
So what do you think the issue is then, Rabbi?
Huh?
So what's the issue then?
What, I'm sorry?
What's the issue then in terms of using a grafted esrog if you want to say it's really an esrog?
Not much of an issue. It's.
Is it so other?
It's most likely, according to many Rishonim, it is included in the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. It's also even for Goy to do it. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu said, every min, like, limino, Kova, according to many Shitas, is also in front of God.
But isn't the product?
If I go ahead and I take a lemon branch and put it into an esrog base, basic stock, it's called cyan and stock, and a basic, then of course it's going to be a lemon. Notea is a what you would call a transplant. I take a plant and I cut off a branch, stick it in the ground, and it takes root, and I have another tree, another tree. That other lotion, Mavrich, you have to understand what that is. On Shabbos, this is the smart way to do notea. Notea, I cut off my rubbos and I stick it into a jar, into a vase, into a jar of water, and start growing roots. Then I can give it off to you. You plant it in your backyard, and you have it over to next year. But maybe it won't take root. Maybe when you stick it in the ground, it doesn't grow. It usually doesn't grow easily. If you put in 10, maybe one will grow, or two will grow. So instead of doing that, I have a smarter way to do that. I go ahead and I take the algova branch and I bend it down this way, in the shape of a U. And I stick the bottom of the U into the ground and scrape the bark off. And then it's still getting nourishment from the tree, and roots will form, there's a greater likelihood. And then when it finally forms, I cut it off, I have a separate thing. You follow that? That's madrig. All are with one intent. I want to plant something to grow. I want to make more growth. So they tell you all the intent is, I have a little bit, I want to make a lot. Right? Therefore it's all one tzuras hamalacha. Right? One tzuras hamalacha. Okay. But it's all different maisim alocha. In Zorei, I'm throwing seed. In Oteya, I'm taking a branch and putting it in the ground. In Mavrich, I'm doing this new thing. Each looks differently, but it has the same intent, right? The same totor. Therefore, they're all considered to be one, like one av melocha. Even though they look so much differently. Okay, that's where we have to stop. Pick up, we can have a Shabbos. It's Av Melocha, it's Aleph. We skipped that yesterday, until we need a little bit of Gemara to start this discussion. What this Odom Godol could do in one paragraph. Okay, take it slow. You have literally shot in a whole sugis of Av and Melocha, Av and Toloda, etc. Av Melocha, Hainu Ko Melocha, Shoy Bim Lechas HaMishkan. Gan Zoreya, Benoteya, Shoya Bim Mishkan. And there comes the question, Aleph, where was it in Mishkan? You all have one? I can let you have one. But I don't know who's going to come to you yet. But I'll return it. The veterans have some rights. In America. Where did you have Zoreya B'Mishkan? First, yeah, it's important. Identified that since Melechas HaMishkan is the key to all of Hilchos Shabbos, here you have a machlokes, right? Yerushalmi bePirkon, Yerushalmi in Klal Godol, Kosav Hayochoshen bMishkan Lito Samamonim. I mean, the Mishkan, where what? The Mishkan was running around all over the desert for 40 years. What they set up farming? They had farms in the Mishkan. He says, yes, they had to plant, maybe in containers. You needed for the ketores. You had a whole bunch of the herbs, a whole bunch of little things needed for mincha, for lavona, for mincha, and so on. They had to plant it. Right? But that's for avodas hamishkan. That's not for Binyan HaMishkan. The Melechas Mishkan are those who are out in the Binyan HaMishkan. V'zeh de lo kiramach shekosav. Anyway, the Noteya, Kesemishin, sorry. Chekosha Rabbeinu Kesemishin, the Noteya Lohoya B'Mishkan. The Zamkein, the Lok Rabbeinu Oruch, Erezemer. Shekosav shenoteya eina av, rak toloda zoreya. In kein lohoya noteya b'mishkan. By Reb Yerushalmi Muchat, the noteya hoya b'mishkan. No one argues that it's an isur malocha with chiyuv chatos. But the question, where was it, the mishkan? Where did they plant? You get part of the field and take it with you the following morning. So clearly, they needed these summer monim. What for? That's the next question I asked. We're not talking about Avodas HaMishkan. We're talking about Melechas HaMishkan for the Binyan HaMishkan. You had to dye the Elim Udomim. You had to dye the leathers that was used in the Mishkan. You had to dye the Paroches. Right. Therefore, the summer monim were textile dyes. Leather dyes needed for the Binyan HaMishkan. You with us? Miyu lav davke shohoya pu'ula kazu mamad b'mishkan. Okay, here comes his Hezbo. Who says it has to be b'mishkan? Not this exact thing had to be b'mishkan? No. El afilu rakim domeh l'melocha shohi b'mishkan. And here, b'pu'ula u'betachlis. The action and the goal to achieve the purpose had to be like the Mishkan. Kemavrich or makiv shein domin bepeulo lazareya venoteya. Why? The bekulam in each case mavrich makiv. What? What's the physical act? I take something and push it into something else. I take a plant. I push it in the ground. I take a twig and push it into another tree. The action, right, each mimics the other kind of action. Even though it's an entirely different thing, I take a branch in the ground, it's not a branch in a tree, right? But it's the same pu'ula, right? The bekulon tochev dovo tolosh b'mechubo. I take something and put it into another thing that's attached to the ground. V'doma gam lahen betachlis, and likewise the intent, the goal to achieve is also the same. D'bekulon kavanoso sheyigadil. My intent is something should grow. So therefore, it's an ad malocha. Well, afilu doma lemalocha shebemishkan rak betachlis v'lo bepula. And even if only the intent and the goal to achieve is the same, then it's also called an av malocha. Even though the action that you do is not similar. Kizomer, what? When I prune a tree, I do the reverse. I don't stick something into something. I cut away something from something. But the intent is the same. Why did you prune the tree? Well, when you prune the tree, the fruit grow better. Shechotech anfe ilon, but im iskabein la tachlis shalze yigadel ilon yosef. The tree will grow better and produce more fruit. So the intent is to make things grow. But in one case, I'm making things grow by putting two things together. And here I make things grow by taking two things apart. I have a tree with branches, I take the branches away from the tree. In Markiv, I take branches and put them into the tree. Yet it's the same thing, because the goal is the same. Also haguf shemiskavim bo atachlis. Avo also hapula beguf acher. Uh-huh. Well, how about turning on my hose on Shabbos so that the lawn will grow? The tachlis is the same. I want something to grow. The pu'ula is I'm putting two things together, water and earth. No. Kigan hamashkit simoche milanos, if you water plants or trees, avshah shikor dome lemlecha simishka metachlis, even though the goal is indeed the same as the goal of tzomeach, shekavanos abosh yiglot simochim, right? Akoponim, akopochos, mideeno osa pula beguf hatzmochim rak bahamayim, locha havle rak toroda. But what's the physical action he does? In all the other cases, whatever I handled ends up in my end. In the water, I handle the water, but the water is out there at the very end. In all the other cases, right, I plant something in the ground, it's there. I graft, it's there, etc., etc. Here, what do? I went ahead and I used water to achieve a goal, a tachlis. But the water is not part of the tachlis. The water was preliminary to the tachlis. If it's not beguf echod, then it's called a toloda. It's also the reis chayiv chatos. Toloda is not any less. Toloda and ovos, as we just hinted at from the Gemara, only has to do with how many chatos you have to bring. Toloda is not, you get chayiv misa with asroah, same thing. My high timer with this analysis, Choresh Choya b'mishkan Havalaav, v'hanotel tel shabasode tel yafos hakarka, dahainu tachlis haChoresh Havalagamkinav, midosa apulo beguf hakarka. What if I did not take my plow and plowed the ground. I took my hoe, my rake, and raked out of the ground the stones that interfere with my plow. There, what have I done? I've taken things away. I didn't put things in. I didn't soften the ground. I took away something that was on the ground, that was in the ground. Right? Therefore, right? It's the same intent as Choresh, and I'm doing it in the karka, therefore it's above. Even though it looks like it should be different. One is somehow more intimate with the ground, and one is somehow, divorcing part of the ground. I take things away from the ground. But the intent is the same, and it's done in the ground, therefore it's above. V'anotel tel basodek eliyapos hakarka, haynu tachlis hachoresh, havle gam kinav, midos hapulo beguf hakarka. Avo hamekasem asovim, o hamenachesh beikri ilon teliyapos hakarka, midelo osov hapulo beguf hakarka nikra toloda. I can't explain to you the second half. Right. Yeah. What do you mean by Menachesh Beikri Ilon? I don't understand what was done there. Cleaning up around the roots of the tree. Kdei Leyafos Hakaka. For cosmetic purposes. Likewise, Mekasei Masovim. Tase means to prune, to remove. But the intent is not to make anything grow. It would be like real shaila and I had a paschal lach l'maisa. How about mowing your lawn on Shabbos? The intent of mowing the lawn on Shabbos is not to make the grass grow better. You'd be happy if it didn't grow after you mowed the lawn. That's Makase Basovim. Okay. There's no intent to make anything grow. In the case of the Gemara that you'll have soon, where it says you go ahead and you cut Asafsasa, right? There the intent is, I want to have more hay for my cows. So what do? I know within the growing season, if I let it grow and cut at the end of the season, I'll have so much hay. If I cut it three times during the season, I'll have the first time so much hay, and so much hay, then so much hay. There's some total of hay that I'll end up with will be more than if I do a single harvesting. Therefore, my intent of cutting it more than once was not because I wanted to get rid of the hay. I wanted to make it, I should have more hay for the winter. Therefore, it's all part of Zriya, all part of making it grow. Next. Kamo Kane, im dome la'av bepe'ula v'lo betachlis, havale toloda. If the goal is not the same, Av must have the same goal, the also goof, and done with it in the same thing. But if the action is the same, but the goal is not, on Shabbos, your door was sticking, humidity swelled a little bit, to make the door work better, I have to shave it off. So I shave off the door. Or, in case I give, I need metal filings for some reason. And I want to go ahead and use an abrasive and file off some metal. Shkan sheshov barzel o mateches. Bazel or matechas acher, iron or some other metal, v'tochno shedomer letochen garinim rak bepula. Right? It looks like he's grinding. Same as I take seeds, I grind it into flour. I take metal and grind it into filings. So the pu'ula is identical. The totzor is not related. Therefore, ein edomer letchinas garinim betachlis. The pu'ula is the same, but tachlas not. The hosam lachila v'ochel metashmishav shalol lachila. Right? The tikkur chavel rak tolodas tochin. Umehai taima hamagavel ofor. If you mix earth and water to make mud, chavel rak tolodas losh. Because it doesn't have the same purpose. It looks alike, same thing. I take a powder something in the water and I mix it together. Well, my high timer, watch this. Hamegaven gevina. Okay, anyone know what that is?
Cheese.
You make cheese. How do you make cheese?
Let it sit.
No. Cheese, I like to make butter that way. Not cheese. Cheese doesn't come out that way.
You.
Cheese, I add rennet.
Yeah.
I add vinegar. I add, like the Bible says, like they still do in India, for those who believe in the holy cows, they don't want to use any rennet, so they use unripe fig juice, which is high acid, basically. A lot of acid in there, citric, turmeric, and they curdle the milk. What did you do when you curdled the milk? You built the cheese. you went ahead and you put together like cement. I mean, there's something solid with two liquids. I pour two liquids together, I end up with a solid. That's Megave and Gevina. Right? So Megave and Gevina, Havale Rak Tolodos Bone, Bididome Rak Bepula Lebona, Volo Betaklis. Ubidvorim ha'ele miturash kushas Rav Kesef Mishneh Reish Perek Zayin Mishabes Rambam Yuen Shom. Okay, we'll do that next. Now then, remember, Benehi.
Thank God we have the same. It is every year. Winter time, the air conditioner is on, so you freeze, right?
Summertime, it isn't on, but the heaters usually go on. Yeah. But you can't say anything about it because this is a new Bespedlish, and many people spent many years. So we have no complaints there. But it would be a bad idea if we arrange to have a fan in here.
Why isn't Megavin Gvina Bona?
Sorry?
Why isn't Megavin Gvina a Bona? It should be, I mean, you're building something, you're making cheese.
Right. Bona is, I had two liquids, a jar of liquid here, a jar of liquid here. I mix it together, I end up with cheese, with solid thing. So I built up a solid thing called cheese. No different than you built up a cement block.
Right, so I mean, so why isn't it a it should be an av. Why isn't it a
total? No, why? He says why. Right? Because the intent is not to build anything, intent is to eat it. The cement block you don't need.
Okay.
What if you plan on building something out of these blocks of cheese?
Huh?
I'm saying, what if you plan on building something out of these blocks of cheese?
What
if you plan on building something out of these blocks of cheese? Oh, you have in mind that you're going to be baking blocks of cheese to build a dollhouse.
Yeah, you come from. Was it Wisconsin? And they have a cheese festival where they make all kinds of sculptures out of cheese. It may be an av malocha that. All right. Next. Now he warns you. Nehi, because I went ahead and I called something a tolodo, don't think it loses any its halachic significance. Right. If it all occurred at one time, one era, right? Didn't know it was Shabbos, didn't know it was also. Shesavo shemuta la sosa b'Shabbos, ein chaye brachatos echos. Kilu osa b'chozo v'yosa avachas behelem achas. As if he did the same of over and over again, during one era, not knowing it Shabbos, right? Then he being only one chatos. Likewise, of the toloda didei, but av betolod of something else, or beis tolodos, right? Mi beis avos nefrodim, chay beis chatos. Okay. Next, uvde lechol we skip. Right. That's not fair to put it together. Uvde lechol at the rabbanos. Okay. But in his scheme of things, right, like they're all Tomat Malochos, so he put the Malochos together, but these are the Rabbanon. So let's skip that. And Now we go to base. No, maybe not go further, need a more. Yeah. Okay, we need another few lines of the Gemara to justify going into the next analysis. Amar Rava. Let's back up a bit. Omar Rabchia, Barashi, Omar Rabami. You with us? Zomer Chaya Mishim Loteya. Pruning is no different than planting. Hanoteya Vamavar Vamakev Chaya Mishim Zoreya. Right? So Gemara asks, Mishum Zoreya in Mishum Loteya lo? Why do you call it Zoreya? It's also Noteya. Ema Af Mishum Zoreya. What does that mean? Af Mishum Zoreya. So if you did it with Zoreya, it's only one chatas. Look at Rashi. Chai Mishum Zoreya. Kolomar, Inu Nama Zoreya Hen. Ze Av Bizroim, Ze Av Bilonos. Ze Mishum Noteya Lo. Right? Amavrich and Markiv, isn't that also Noteya? Noteya deals with putting a branch in the ground. Ema Av Mishum Zoreya. Hach is called Zriya Bilonos. The Ovenle Bahadi Zoreya. Mechayev Chodah Vesulo. Sure, there's sure it's Zoreya. Therefore, you did it with Zoreya, it's only one chatas. Now we see, sometimes you can end up with two chatos for the same act. Amar Rav Kahana, Zomer v'tzorach le'etzim, Chayev Shtayim. I pruned the tree, but I need the clippings, I need the branches for my fireplace. So I'm Zomer, if I didn't have a fireplace, I'd only use Zomer. If I have a fireplace and I want to cut down the whole tree, I don't need it to grow anymore, right? Then it will be kosher. But if I'm Zomer and Mitzorach Le'etzim, so I'm Zomer for the purpose of improving the growth of the tree, and I need the clippings, I need the prunings for my fireplace, I go to Av Molochos. Zomer Mitzorach Le'etzim Chayv Shtayim Achaz Meshim Kotzer. I'm taking stuff that's growing on the ground and I cut it off because I want to remove it from the ground. That I need it for my fireplace. The achas mishum noteya. Second, my reason was so that my tree will grow better now. Therefore, I'm over on noteya and zore and kotzer at the same time. People keep cheshbon now. These are the key for so much the rest of the peg. You have to keep that clear in mind. The way it was explained just now in the Tevel Shesroel. Look at the intent. Right. So here you have a double intent. One is, I want to cut the branches off the tree because I need the branches. And second, I want to cut the branches off the tree because I need the tree. Rabbi Yosef, Hayman de Kotel Asapsisto. if you cut down hay, chayiv shtayim. Why? Not just any old hay, but the hay that grows again, which it applies to our so-called grasses that we use for animal fodder. Achas mishum kotzer, v'yachas mishum noteya. Why? One, I need the hay for my animals, like I need the branches for my fireplace. And second, I want to cut it because I need more hay. And by cutting it down, it'll force growth, so it'll grow again. Last week, any people have a backyard with arovos growing in it?
Right.
Okay. What? Do you ever get arovos for the time for Sukkot, or do they all die?
No, because it's Florida. Since it rains so much throughout the summer, in Florida it rains so much
throughout
the
Florida.
Summer, they grow huge.
I'm talking about Chutz Lawrence.
I mean, we used to get arovos from.
I'm talking about Pescochi Kadoshi, Muncie, New York.
My grandfather used to get arovos.
Shined America. All right.
Thought that was Lakewood.
My grandfather every year had arovos, and he lived in Brooklyn, Bensonhurst. He had
arovos
every year,
okay.
An entire bush.
Okay. In Muncie, no one has arovos. By Sukkot's time, because a mold attacks the arovos about this time and destroys it. That's why people buy arovos. They're crazy. Everybody has a private home. It takes a second to stick an arovos into the ground. From the last Sukkot, it will grow right on the habit because it does make it. So when I first came to Muncie, I saw this happening. I went to the Cornell Extension Service, which is a service that the New York State provides, and you bring them your tzoros. I brought them the branches and showed them what it was. Oh yeah, we know. Okay, that's the mold, and it grows. Fine. That I knew before I went to it. Any eighth, and I said, no, you can try some fungicide, but it doesn't work. So I get something out of taking a doctorate at Columbia. It's all those years, learned something from, learned how to fool the mold. So last week I cut down my arovos. By cutting down the arovos, the intent is to make it grow again. And now the growth phase, if I guessed it right, the arovos will grow and get ahead of the mold growth. So come Sukkot's time, I will have a large number of arovos that are not moldy. They're not wilted from the mold. Yeah. But my intent to cutting it down was only to make it grow. I didn't need the clippings for anything. So therefore, it was only Zorea. Right. There was no kotzer involved. All right, kotzer, I cut all these things down. Right. That's not called kotzer in halacha. In halacha, it's called Zorea. Right. I told them Zorea. All right? That's what he says. The kota asafsasa, chayim shtayim, Acha mishum kotzer, what should I say? Omer Abaye, hay man de kon of silka, chayim shtayim, acha mishum kotzer, v'yachas mishum zoreya. And here is a mystery that no one wants to give shot. What did the second example of Abaye, right, add to what Rav Yosef said? As I said, if you cut hay, intent is to make it grow again. I want the hay which I cut off, therefore it's kotzer. I want it to grow again, therefore it's zoreya. Comes in, if you cut beets, you cut beets down. What? Also chayav shtayim. Option kotzer, option zoreya. And what?
What do we gain with beets?
Huh?
The question is, what did we gain with the beets analogy?
Yeah, what did he add? Another example? Yeah, there may be many such examples. Anyone have any bright ideas here? No one gives shots. If you look in the side, there a little aleph, kind of silka, hagos habach. He says mishum noteya. What's he saying there? You more than say that. I must say acham shum kotze, acham shum zoreya. No right to what I'm saying. I just had to pick out something. Rabbi didn't just come in and give another vegetable to talk about. I think what they're talking about over there, that's why he says Dotea, right? Is I cut off the top of the beets and I stick it in the ground. That's Konev. Therefore, my intent is to make it grow. So it's really only one malacha, only notea. Where's the kotzer? Go in time sequence. I go ahead and I cut off the top of the beets. So I had to ask one of my women, are the top of the beets good for anything? She said, sure. People cook the leaves at the top of the beets. Meila, what do? I cut off the beet top. That's good for making, what do we make out? Vegetables, salad, what do we do with it? So that's already kotzer. Then I decided to take that and stick that into the ground, right? Even though it's the same, I didn't eat it, I put it in the ground, but I could have. I could have had a choice. I could have go give it to the kitchen, right, or give it to the garden. Therefore, I did both. Therefore, it's higher kotzer and noteya. That's the best I could do for that one. That's why I think the Bach changes, right, from zoreya to noteya. Noteya requires you to put something into the ground. That's the giveaway. Okay. I'll drop more, and then we have a whole bunch of toasters to do with stuff, but I need to get a little bit more into the definitions that the Tzvos HaSoil gives.
Are we saying that it's batel daito itzel?
I'm sorry?
Are we saying it's batel daito itzel kolam when you're cutting it not to eat it, but because everyone else would eat it, that's why it's considered...
But the kavana was
your kavana, but it's everyone else's kavana.
No, it's kavana too. I mean, when I cut that off, and it's edible there, and my kavana is half I'll eat and half I'll put in the ground. I mean, that's what. Okay, a little further. Vachoresh. Kana hachoresh, plowing the ground. Hachofer, digging a hole in the ground. Hachoresh, digging a ditch in the ground. Kulam malacha achasein. Right, obviously. Amar Rav Sheshes, hoiso lo gabshushis v'notla, he had a clod of earth, a bump in the ground. V'bayez chayev mishambona. If you take you smooth out that bump in the ground. If it's in your house, that's part of building. You went ahead, you have an earthenware floor. That's how it once was. That's bona. You smooth out the floor, that's bona. If it's besoda, chayim mishum choresh. Amar Rav Hoyselo Gumo. He had a hole in the ground. Vitamama, and he fills it up. Vibayas chayim mishum bona. Besoda mishum choresh. Amar Rababa. Hachofer gumo b'shabes vein tzorach elo leafro potero leo. Vafilo l'rab Yehuda d'am ha-melocha shein tzich l'gufo chayvo leo hanemilo misakein hay mekalkohu. Okay, that opens up a whole new sugya. First, what does it say? If I go ahead, right, and I dig a hole in the ground, I don't want a hole in the ground. I need some earth. The Gemara speaks about Ofer Muchan Mibodjom. In the old days, an earthenware floor, you have babies running around. The babies sometimes make a contribution to the floor. So what do? On Shabbos, you take some earth you have in a container and you pour over it. That's Kmuto. The earth was mucham erev Shabbos. Here we're talking about what? He had a need for earth. He had no earth erev Shabbos. So he goes ahead, he digs a hole in the ground to take out some earth. He doesn't want a hole in the ground. Therefore, he says, he's potter because it's a mlocha shein tzricho legufo. The mlocha is to make a hole in the ground. As part of bone. That's how you build things. You make a hole in the ground, and you fill up the hole, and you charge for that. In New York City, they do it all the time in the streets. One department opens up the ground, digs up the pipes. Second, one comes along and sees a hole in the ground, he fills it up. That's a make-work system. Therefore, it says, I need a meleches machsheves, a meleches tikkun. Why did you dig a hole in the ground? I don't want a hole. Therefore, you know, isu d'araisa. Melocha shein tzricho legufo. I don't need the melocha. I need something else. If I had a pile of earth in a pail, I would never have dug a hole. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Melacha shein tzricho legufo is chayiv aleihu." We'll spend much time discussing that machlokas. But over here, you have to add: if it's in my kitchen floor, an earthenware floor, and I dig a hole in the ground, there's another aspect comes in. Mekalkelhu. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, "Melacha shein tzricho legufo, you chayiv for it," because that's. He doesn't want to differentiate between Tzricha Legufa and not Tzricha Legufa. And you should know that Rambam passed the Rabbi Yehuda and everyone else passes like the Rabbana. But over here, even Rabbi Yehuda, it will be mode, there's not an Isur Doraisa, there's no Chiyav Chatas. Why? Because Mekalkalhu. One of the requirements is it shouldn't be Mekalkal. In order to be chayav achatas. Okay, that's what we had here. See if you can catch in now on base. The base are open. Teyosa hamalocha she is chayav aleha. Zetzor vov tenoim. Bisimon kegeshem mokok. Kulo gufo shinui Viskaben Mekalko Kium. Vizeb Biuron. Now I will explain each of the six requirements for a Chiyuv Chatos. Kulu means Rotzolomar Midiyesh Shir Lucholecha Bilamadas Melochos. And here we have to try to find an answer to the question, how come the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, gave shiurim for some and not for others? Lohoche davke be'osor kol ha'malocha chayev, avol be'osor rak chotzit shiur sh'ha'malocha potur. V'lo zeh bulvad, sh'onatze chotzit shiur, רק חצי שיר מלוך, אלא אפילו עושה הוא חצי שיר, ויודם אחר עושה חצי השני, כאן שזה עושה הקירו והשני הנוכו, או שיר כסיבו בייז אוסיוס, שיר הריגו בייז חוטן וכדומה, ועושה זה אחר זה, זה אחד ואחר עושה השני בצידו, אף אגב שמבין שניהם נעשה מלוך השלמה, אפילו הוך הפטורים. ולא עוד, על אפילו עושו שניהם ביחד כל המלוכה, כאן שהוציא שניהם יחד קיקו לרשוס הרבים. Two people carry out one bagel into the רשוס הרבים. It's clear that a fellow can carry a bagel all by himself. I don't need two. Therefore, two do it together. It is שניים שעשו, it's like a חוצי שיר. O she'ochso b'mazleg ve'omdo b'yachad, right? Or he held the kikur on a fork, and they all both held the fork. O she'ochas b'konne yachad b'kosvel, or they both held onto a pen, and they wrote, both held onto the pen, and they wrote together. O she'ochas b'ner b'dliko b'yachad, shneihem p'turin. Omnom b'zer ofen achon, this example of kulo, that's all defining. You have to kulo the whole thing. Yesh chiluk. Im echad yochol v'lo asheni hayochol chayev. Im shneim kol echad yochol, shneim chayovim. Im kol echad einu yochol, shneim peturim. What do you say? Two people carried out a sofa. One fellow couldn't carry the sofa by himself. So then the melacha is done in the normal way. Therefore, both are chayiv. If, however, one person could carry the sofa by himself and the other guy not, the other guy just helping along, but really the first guy is a mover, he knows how to schlep these things, therefore he's chayiv, the other one not chayiv. During the first Lebanese war, I was in Eretz Yisrael. And they asked the Shaila, is anything my son-in-law already or not? But he asked Shaila the Avram, the tank is, they're in the tank and fighting it quieted down, but they have to be in the tanks, so they will pick up in the morning what's going to be, and the temperature is 110, 112. There in the tank, it must be 130. So they got to run the air conditioner in the tank. They run the air conditioner in the tank the whole time, the battery will go. So the way to do it is to cycle it. You turn on the air conditioner, let it run a little bit, and you turn it off, and the temperature goes up, you turn it on again. That's how you spare the battery. Shaila is on Shabbos. What should he do? I'm passing for them right away. You're not alone in the tank. Other guys in the tank too. Two of you put your finger on the button and push together. to it. If they couldn't do it, you got to put on the air conditioner anyway. You can't sit in a tank at 120, 130 for it. But if it's possible to avoid isu chiyuv chatos, you can also avoid the shnayim shasu, two people push the button. What's the problem? Is there ze yochol ve ze yochol, right? And they do it together, right? Therefore, shnayim shasu. A little bit wrong, right. Yeah. It's come out right. The right. No, we don't do that anyway. But same Yecholim. Yeah. Each can do it alone, and they do it together, then it should be chayovim. We pass it that way anyway. You should do it together, but actually in halacha it should be much of an advantage. Pushing a button, you could do pretty much alone without the other guy's help. Right, so it's shneim yecholim, shneim yecholim, then shneim chayovim.
Some
suffocates the button. Someone else had to do something else with the air conditioner there. Don't remember any. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So the sofa case that both be chayev.
The what?
And the sofa case where man alone can't carry the sofa, but together they can. So then the sofa case.
The one.
Both chayev.
Which one?
In the sofa case where you need two people to carry the sofa.
Neither one can take it alone.
Correct.
Together do it. Then the button. Yeah, he has it here. Yeah. Im echad yochol lo sheni hayochol chayev. Right. Im shneim kol echad yochol shneim chayovim. Im kol echad eino yochol, they need each other, so each one can't do the melach himself. Then shneim peturim. Remember what the case though, or the air conditioner case. Why was there an advantage? So it didn't make any difference. They would do it anyway. But why was there an advantage there? Good question. Anyway, next one. Here we need gufo. See if you can catch the foot in it. You have a class going to? No? Okay. Let's see if we can catch gufo in. So shtiyah hamalocha she'osa tzoch legufo. Ava malocha chain tzoch legufo. Kegon, the case we just learned in the Gemara. Hachofe gumo vein tzoch legumo. He doesn't want a hole. Rakli afro. Or shekova ner. He blows out a candle. Lo mich b'nei shechofe b'kivu gufo. Shiyei choshech. Rak b'pnei shechos al ha-shemen, chos al ha-psila, shelo yisrafu. We say that in Bama Madrikin, chos al ha-neha, chos al-psila, right? So therefore, I didn't blow out the candle the way you should, Mr. Ziv.
Yes, right.
Why would you, Hanukkah, why would you light the wicks first and then blow them out before you make the bracha?
Because they're easier to light that way.
Huh?
They're easier to light again that way.
Why?
Because usually, I mean, at least when they have this sort of residue on them, you know what I'm talking about? So when you have the candle, they don't really light. You want to, once you make the bracha,
okay.
You don't want to have any pause between.
What's
the
that called anyone know in Lashon Gemara? Lashon Gemara? Mahavhev. Mahavhev is hapsila. To char the psila. There you want the kibui. You're making charcoal, actually. What you're doing by charring the end of sealer, then it catches quickly when you light. So it's a hidu mitzvah to prepare the candles, prepare the wicks before the make the brocha. So it's If you light them and then quickly blow them out, that's the proper achona. That's being called on Shabbos. That will be called sorach legufa. Then the kibui is needed for the purpose that I want to put out, the because the kibui is advantageous to me, right? Yeah. He gives an example where the shiyir hosher. I don't know if I can visual such an example. My example is better. Mahaber is sapsila. That's called sorach legufa. Right. Then uchedomer. The Shimon ben Elozer, Lashar Poskim, right? The Rabbanon against Rabbi Yehuda, they say poto. After Havala Psikresha, the Mitzorach Leofer Aguma Al Kochok Shiachpo Yisav Aguma, Yeshloma Adlo Mayrid, the Mayrid Onichele Shiyisav Aguma Chedome. Chagavna Afil Psikresha poto. Okay. Here, I need your heads. Pay attention. This is the key to one of the most significant machlokes in Melech Shabbos. Machlokes Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yudin and Rabbanon, where the melochot sheyitzicha leguf chayav apotur. Rambam paskins against everybody else, pask like Rabbi Yudin. The melochot sheyitzicha leguf is a lot of baloney. That's what I mean by psikresha. You're going on a date. You heard that it's a girl's birthday, so you want to buy a bouquet of flowers. But you want to show off that you're a wild boy and knows how to do it the right way. So on top of the bouquet of flowers, it's nice to have a head of a rooster. That should impress her. So you get a hold of a rooster. Right, and dates on Shabbos, Shabbos night, you have to get ready. So you cut the head off the rooster and tell the rooster, "Don't you die, because it's also in Tilas Neshama on Shabbos." Right? See, Moses says, "Cut out the baloney." Psik reishav lo yomos. What kind of nonsense? Now apply it to the machlokes Rabbi Yudin Rabban, Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon, and Chofe Guma. See, I don't want to dig a hole in the ground. I just want some earth. Kind of baloney. You want to dig that hole in the ground or not? There's no earth. You need a hole. Need earth. To get earth, you dig a hole in the ground to get earth. Do you want to dig the hole in the ground? Of course you want to dig a hole in the ground. No, I don't want to dig a hole in the ground. Some melacha chain tzichu legufa. Rabbi said that's a lot of baloney. That's psikresha v'loyomas. That's what he means. He tells him psikresha. Same rationale of psychiatry. You don't want to do it. Are you a miscave? I wasn't miscave. It's inevitable. It has to be this way. One rabbi and Rav Shimon says, no, it's not true. Buy a chicken, in a chanami, cut the head off, blow your moose, that's game. Cutting off a head and killing are synonymous terms. I can say, I killed you. I say, I didn't kill you, I cut your head off. But everybody knows what it means. It means the same thing, right? No, I'm not in the job of digging holes. That's not my interest in digging holes. Therefore, he says the best way to understand pshat is the hole is in my kitchen, my earthenware. If it's in the field, I can't understand that chilik thing. Einot tzricha legufo. But if it's in my kitchen, that hole in the kitchen got to be fixed up after Shabbos. So I certainly don't want that hole, right? Therefore, it's a psikresha de lo nichele. A psikresha lo nichele makes better sense. This give it, yeah. We have to behold psikresha de lo nichele. Le kulam a poto, al koponim bishar psikresha lo iskavin le guf hamaloch koliko. Kigan she soga baiso le shomro, utzvi tzoda besocho al lezer. Le kobo came in tilas dam chalozon, lo iskavin la miso koliko, rak little domo. Ma shein came be malocha, shein tzicha le gufo, she iskavin le guf hamaloch alasos haguma, רק לא הזכר גם מן התחליסו, להוכל הרמב״ם חייב. gives another example, nice example of chalozo. That's those who wear tcheles in the tzitzis, like I do. The chalozon trick in the chalozon, in the old days anyway, was to try to get as much blood out of the chalozon, which is not true, of course. It's not the blood of the chalozon that does the tcheles. The chalozon has a gland under the shell, and it's the gland that produces that secretion which becomes tcheles. So nowadays, we make tcheles, we order snails from Spain. We don't need the whole snail. They just send a container in which the gland was removed, and that you people never saw tcheles made, did you? You saw it. They change with the ultraviolet, when it holds up to the sun.
Yeah, all of a sudden it changes color.
Yeah, very impressive.
Right.
Yeah, it's a really strange dye. Even Clorox doesn't take the dye out.
Yeah.
If you put your shirt in, it'll come out white. You put in Clorox and put your tzitzis in, and they'll all turn white if it's colored tzitzis, but the tremors remains. It's really unbelievably persistent. Powerful statement. Yeah. Anyway, says there, I don't, on Shabbos, I don't want to kill the snail. I want the snail to stay alive as long as possible so that it'll keep on making that secretion. That's how they used to crack open the shell and try to keep the snail alive to get more and more of this secretion from the gland, which they call blood. It's not blood, it's white colored. Therefore, if the snail dies, it's against my will. I don't want him to die. I'd rather stay alive. Therefore, you can claim that it's that's not obsecation, right? Because it's a lo nichale. He doesn't want it. He says, but in the case of the guma, there it's hard to say there, because there I want the end result. I want to have a hole in the ground. The end result, I don't want the snail to die. There's the chili between the two. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah, we'll finish the rest of the Kedusha Makok on Mitzvah on Monday. So, on Monday, let's.